Good morning, everybody. I wanted to start by giving you an illustration this morning. A man was out hiking along a steep cliff one day when he accidentally got too close to the edge and fell. As he began to fall, he had the presence of mind to reach out and grab at something, and he managed to grab hold of a branch, which stopped his fall. As he assessed his situation, he looked down below him, and to his horror, he saw that the cliff fell straight down for several hundred feet. He also realised at this same time that he wouldn't be able to hold on to the branch forever, and nor was there any way he could climb back up the sheer, steep wall of the cliff above him. So, as you might imagine, our man began yelling for help, hoping that somebody passing by would hear him and lower a rope or something. "Help! Help! Is anyone up there? Help!" he shouted. He yelled like this for hours, but no one heard him. He was about to give up when he finally heard a voice. "Can you hear me?" "Yes, yes, I can hear you," he replied. "I'm down here." "I can see you. Are you all right?" "Yes, but I'm pretty tired and I'm going to lose my grip on this branch soon." "Who are you? And where are you? I can't see you." "I am the Lord. I'm everywhere." "The Lord? You mean God?" "That's me." "Oh, God, please help me. I promise that if you get me down from here, I'll stop sinning, I'll be a really good person, I'll serve you for the rest of my life and..." "Stop, stop, stop. Let's just get you down from there, and then we can talk. Now, here's what I want you to do. Listen carefully." "Oh, I'll do anything you say, Lord. Just tell me what to do." "Okay. Let go of the branch."
"What?"
"I said, let go of the branch. Just trust me and let go." There was a long silence. Finally, our man started yelling again.
"Help! Help! Is there anyone else up there?"
Sounds like us sometimes, doesn't it? We say we want to serve the Lord and know his will, and when he tells us what he wants us to do, we often complain at what the Lord is doing. Well, over the last few months, we've also found that this was Israel's problem too. We've heard it again in our reading this morning as well. Israel was called out of Egypt to follow the Lord by faith. However, they seemed to constantly doubt his power, his promises, and his presence as they travelled through the wilderness. In fact, their entire attitude can be summed up in the two-word question they voiced in verse 20 of Psalm 78. "Can God?" When they asked this question, they were doubting everything about him. They needed a lesson in trust. This morning, we need to understand that sometimes we're a lot like Israel. We often ask the question, "Can God?" Today, I would like to tell you and show you from Scripture that God can. The God we serve is still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is still able to do all the things he has ever been able to. He has not changed, and nor will he ever. As we look at the Scriptures this morning, we will see clearly that whatever the situation, whatever comes to pass, whatever the circumstances, God can. Now, looking at our passage, the first thing I want us to see is that the Israelites were largely faithless. Read verse 20 of our reading and you'll see what I mean. "True, he struck the rock and water gushed out, streams flowed abundantly. But can he also give us bread? Can he supply meat for his people?" Here were a people who called themselves by God's name. Here were a people who should have trusted God without reservation, having seen the things he had already done for them. But for some reason, they seemed oblivious to the power of God in their midst. Are we like this today? instead of trusting God and living by faith, sometimes don't we still worry and fret? Folks, it doesn't have to be this way. What I want to tell you right now, that we have a God in whom we can trust, without reservation and without fear. What I want us to see is that trusting in God more brings freedom from stress and worry and all the rest of our fallen human condition. Trusting in God more brings more of his peace into our lives. So today, I would love us all to resolve to be faithful and believing rather than faithless and unbelieving. The second thing that struck me from this passage and from all we've read about Israel in the wilderness is that they were forgetful. For whatever reason, the people seemed to be unable to remember all the great miracles that God had performed on their behalf. They'd forgotten how he had delivered them from Egypt by the plagues. They'd forgotten how he parted the Red Sea and brought them through on dry land. They'd forgotten how he made the waters of Marah pure. They forgot how he had proven himself to be God and to be all-powerful time and time again. They forgot the mighty power of God they had witnessed in their own lives. And as I reflected on that, I wondered if that doesn't describe us too. I mean, how many times has God come through for each and every one of us? How many times has he moved mountains and parted the waters in our lives? How many times has he met the need, done the impossible, and proven himself to be God for you and for me? And how many times have we forgotten all about what he did yesterday when the trials of today pop up? Oh, folks, we need to take a look back this morning and remember all the things God has done for you and for me. And as we do this, we should remember that if God did it then, we can be sure he will do it now. We need to take stock and remember God's power when the next storm begins to blow in our lives. You know, the Israelites were foolish. Well, what I mean by that is, by asking, can God, they proved their ignorance of his power and of his person. They proved their lack of faith. This same scene was played out many times during the course of Israel's wilderness wanderings. And unfortunately, it even continued after they arrived in the Promised Land. One time that comes to mind is when the 12 spies were sent into Canaan. While they were there, they encountered a race of people known as the Anakim, who were giants. And the 10 faithless spies of the 12 saw the giants, they looked at them, and they looked at themselves and compared themselves to grasshoppers. We too can be guilty of the same sort of comparison. We look at a problem we are facing, and instead of seeing how big God is, we simply see how small we are. In other words, as problems arise in our lives, whatever they may be, the first thing we say is, can God? It may take other forms, but it is still the same thing. Our doubt says, can God? When he already has, many, many times before. This was the state of the Israelites in their wandering in the wilderness, and it seems that very often we mirror this same kind of attitude in our lives today. But I want you to know that it does not have to be like that in our lives. We can trust the Lord, and we can know that he will demonstrate his power in our lives. One way we can know this is by having a better understanding of the character of God. Israel had seen God keep his word time and time again. He was always faithful to do what he promised to do for them. Let me tell you a truth this morning. God hasn't changed. He is still the God who keeps his word. Everything God has promised, he will do. There are verses in the Bible that bear this out. Romans 4:21 says, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. And Hebrews 6:18, God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. Throughout their history, Israel had enjoyed the presence and the power of God. Time and time again, God had demonstrated his power in the midst of his people. I mean, can you imagine being there and seeing him part the Red Sea? Can you imagine seeing manna dropping from the heavens? Can you imagine seeing God defeat all your enemies, or seeing his glory as he came down on the tabernacle? Can you imagine the pillar of cloud and of fire that led them in the wilderness? God had proven himself time and time again to his people. Folks, God has not changed in this area either. He is still standing alongside his people, providing, caring, supporting. Look back over the years and remember the times God has displayed his great power in your life. Hasn't he parted the waters for you? Hasn't he opened the heavens and dropped the manna of his glory into your life over and over again? Hasn't he moved in response to your cries of faith? He has proven himself to you and me repeatedly. And also, throughout their history, God had proven that he was stronger than every obstacle the people of Israel faced. He was more powerful than Egypt and the Amalekites. He proved himself to be greater than their thirst and their hunger. He was able to overcome all they faced by his great power. Oh, church, God is still all-powerful today. Our all-knowing, all-seeing God has not, nor shall he ever falter. He is all-powerful, and he will remain so forever. I just want to remind you this morning that God possesses all power in heaven and on earth. Indeed, I feel that it is my duty this day to remind you that our God is able. Our God can. The truth is that while God continued to show his greatness on behalf of his people, Israel continually lacked the faith to trust in him as they should. However, the Bible tells us that many times God turned his anger away from them. He was patient with them and led them along in love and in grace. Thank God we serve a patient God. How many times has he demonstrated that to you and to me? There have been many times when we have failed to walk in faith in the Lord, but he never throws us away. He continues to love us and work in our lives. We have a patient, loving God. And what I'm trying to say to you in all of this is that we can trust in God for everything in our lives. We have a God who has demonstrated his power, his grace, his love, and his character many, many times. So what are we going to do about this today? When we look at Israel's history and the way God proved himself to them, when we consider how he has proved himself in our own lives, and when we look at his power and his ability, what are we going to do with what we see? These are verses from Psalm 78 tell us in no uncertain terms what God expects from us. Allow me to share a challenge this morning. We must have confidence in God. This is what trust is. When the world wrings its hands in despair and doubt and asks the question, can God? We who believe the Bible should stand forth and cry out, God can. when we see the problems in this world, the escalating violence, the economic troubles, the ruining of the environment, the fear of a pandemic, when anybody asks the question, can God? We must be ready with the answer. God can. This is how it has been all the way through the Bible and still is today. Think about Daniel in the lion's den. King Darius spent the night wondering if God can, but Daniel enjoyed the Lord's peace and rest, well knowing that God can. And what about Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego? Nebuchadnezzar stood with a smirk on his face as he sentenced the three Hebrew boys and asked, can God? Those three boys came out of the furnace shouting loudly, God can. Then there were the disciples on the boat. They were in the midst of a storm and thought they were finished. And their hearts were filled with this question, can God? And Jesus came walking on the waves, displaying all the power of the Godhead, reminding the disciples, God can. I remember a day when I stood in my own condemnation, under conviction of sin and lost without God. I remember feeling like I was the most awful and sinful person who has ever lived. I was filled with the question of, can God? But when I bowed at the feet of Jesus and placed my faith in him for salvation, I heard the Holy Spirit shout loudly and clearly, God can. This morning, I want to tell you, he still can. He is still God and he can. Yes, he can. Think of the times he has delivered you, when he saved you, and the times he has moved mountains in your life. Remember his power and all that he has done. Let his past works remind you that he is able, no matter what you face in life. God is able and he will come through for you every time. There are many, many people who fail to trust God and fail to remember that he can. As a result, they live their lives defeated and discouraged. Folks, it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to find out for yourselves that God can. I want you to know it deep within you so that whenever anybody asks, can God, you will always shout, God can. So this morning I ask, will you bring your doubts, your fears and your questions and lay them to rest at the feet of Jesus? Will you trust him with your future? Will you trust him for your life? Will you trust that he can? You can do this because God can. As we close now, let me leave this thought with you. No matter what, our God can. Amen.